think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a brand new, very cool air mass in place just in time for the weekend. Tonight, mostly clear, cold. The wind will die down. The overnight low temperature by morning drops to about 36. Patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 61. That's way below normal. Sunshine, upper 30s on Saturday night. Nice day Sunday. I think Sunday's high will be around 69. Chances of some more showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning as an Arctic cold front arrives. And then that'll bring a drastic drop in temperatures after that. Coldest we've seen this season by far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're back. I'm sitting with Norm MacDonald. And now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way, so my driver...
What do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke?
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show?
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay, why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy... No, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Right.
You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. And the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Linovich, and all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Linovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. And the podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" And the moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night I sometimes wake up and I turn to some old lady. in my bed that's on my arm. A lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down as it did many of us. And my other boy. And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And in this hellish facade once
again. How long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, Doc. Sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth. Just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good. And so the doctor says, Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Big broadcast, happy hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Friday edition. We do take requests, we try to keep it light. But I have a few things to say before we go. Rosie and Eddie are here.
And here they are.
Low energy jet. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Been a while since we've seen you here.
Yes, you're looking well.
I looked better this morning, to be really frank. I was, I put on the dog for Rich's birthday.
Yeah. He was dapper.
Is that right?
Yes.
Long sleeve white shirt, bow tie.
What?
Yes.
Well, it was his birthday, so I made him a bacon wrapped meatloaf. He likes meatloaf with melted cheese and fried eggs, so.
All right.
We, filled him up good today.
It was a beautiful thing.
Jay likes that too. So I served it. I figured if I'm going to serve it during his live segment at 5:50 on TV, I may as well look the part.
All right.
But, and I showed this on TV, I still wore flip-flops, even though I had real pants. And I got them on, even though it's chilly, it's not that cold.
Not that.
But, I can't give them up. I'm really struggling with that. Plus, I think my back does better when I wear flip-flops than shoes.
I agree. I used to wear steel-toe boots every day, 12, 14 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
I just wear mainly Crocs now, except today I had to dress up because it was laundry day. But anyway, those cheap rubber Crocs are the best thing for my feet. They're ugly as they can be, but man, they're great and comfortable. I just love them.
You know, and when you get to a certain age, you know, quite frankly, you don't give it what anybody says about what you got on your feet. It's like, sorry.
Exactly.
I apologize for my feet. So I was just looking at the market up marginally today. So our roaring economy continues to roar. And there's plenty of good news out there. But no, we can't have that. We got to listen to this BS day after day after day. And Michael Bloomberg, we're supposed to be about excited about a guy that's older than Joe Biden, for God's sake. A nanny state a-hole who wants to regulate the size of your soda and every other aspect. We don't need that. Why do these people insist on... Look, we don't want to become New York. We don't want to become a place where the cops are handcuffed, can't do their... Well, that's kind of true here. We, you know, I was listening to somebody who works in Manhattan talk today about, who's a smoker, and says, rather a non-smoker, but says they've driven all the smokers outside. So now when you go down the street and they're clustered in groups,
yeah,
you still got to get hit with a wall of smoke anyway.
Yeah.
So all they do when they claim to fix one problem is create another one. And I'm sorry, given the current state of New York, I don't know that we need... Rudy would be one thing. Rudy was the guy who cleaned it up.
Right.
David Dinkins, we had the little flap this week, the little Gunson Magilla over the panhandling ordinance, which never got passed or signed, or may have gotten passed, but it didn't get signed.
Didn't get signed, yeah.
Because right away, groups that don't care about your personal safety, like the Southern Poverty Law Center and others, well, you know, you might be infringing on the right. Yeah, we're always worried about the rights. That's why we got a guy out on a murder rap and a girl missing, a guy that was picked up again.
Yep.
That's why that stuff happens, because, I mean, I don't understand any circumstances in a premeditated murder scenario where a suspect is arrested and there's enough evidence to prosecute, you know, to pursue.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know where you're going.
Why
agree
100%. They're out at all.
Thank you.
I know we presume innocence until proven guilty, but I have a strong feeling that this guy had other issues on a rap sheet.
Well, look at his rap sheet. Exactly. And when you got a rap sheet that strong, why in the world would they let you out?
And if that's because of overcrowding, then let's build more effing jails, okay? If we need more space, let's do it. The people who do the living and working and taxpaying and dying deserve the most consideration.
Preach on, Brother Greg.
But we don't do that. And as a result, some of those people end up dead, and that should never happen. It's like illegal aliens. How many thousands of rapes and murders and assaults and other horrendous crimes have to occur at the expense of legitimate American citizens who, that just shouldn't happen. And I doubt it happens very often in any other country, because who the hell would want to live in Iran? But if you cross their border without permission, you're in a jail and probably for a long, long time.
Yep. No questions asked.
But not here. We're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to be a sovereign nation. And it's just been a long time coming. I've been reading a lot of blowback on the Jeff Sessions announcement. And there's a poll that Breitbart published today that says in the field of Republican nominees, he's leading with 36%. 13% higher than Tommy Tuberville. Roy Moore is down there. Roy Moore needs to get out. Roy Moore needs to pick somebody and endorse him and get the hell out, because you cost us that seat.
I don't know if anybody wants his endorsement, Greg. He's got so much baggage.
Yeah.
You know, get on your horse and get out, man.
Yeah. You had your chance. You blew it. And I you know, so 36%, so he leads the field. But the Jeff Sessions, prior to him becoming Attorney General of the United States, there would have been no field.
Thank you.
Nobody would have been dumb enough to run against him with the reputation he had and the love the state of Alabama had for him. But that's changed. That's changed enormously. And he needs to address that, because if we elect that putrid Jones back into the Senate, and we can't turn an Alabama Senate seat red because of issues attached to candidates.
But by him joining, now aren't we going in danger of splitting the vote? Splitting the Republican vote?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm worried about.
Well, there's another worry, too. When we went to vote for Jeff Sessions when he ran for a seat the last time, we did it with passion and zeal and yes. And nobody was dumb enough to run against him. How often do you see that? A U.S. senator running for re-election with no opposition. It just doesn't happen.
Well, do you understand why he's running now? I don't. I'm looking for somebody to explain it to me. Besides trying to clear his name of some sort, some kind of...
I do know this. He's not one of those Washington guys who got wealthy using his position to invest knowing what laws are going to be passed. You know, this country needs to ask all of them, every single representative. Net worth going in, net worth coming out, and how did you accomplish that? If it's how did you become a millionaire?
That's not a bad idea.
As a servant of the people, we need to do that with every single one of them.
All right, publicize your W-2 on the way in, and let's see what it is on the way out.
Yep,
that's not a bad
idea.
Your
net worth that needs to happen, but we're just so busy working and being productive these days that we haven't really made the effort.
Well, a lot of times, too, you know, and politicians are the king of doing it. They put the shiny object out here. Look at the squirrel over here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and in times like this, where it's just bickering going back and forth on both sides, as much as I am leaning towards one side, as much as somebody else is leaning on the other, work's not getting done. It's just, it's bickering.
If I were a Democratic voter, I'd be livid. They have, how many hoaxes have they pursued to no avail? There's nothing there. There's nothing here. There's no quid pro quo. There's the president did nothing wrong except win the last election, and they're still trying to undo that.
Right.
And we're almost up to the next one. He's not going anywhere.
But, well, you're saying if you're a Democratic voter, you'd be angry. I think a lot of Democratic voters are happy because they see this as just stall, stall, stall. He can't get anything done because he's having to work on, you know, all this BS that we're bringing up. But at the same time, I love it because Trump has got one hand on their BS pushing to the side, and he's still leading. We're still winning.
Yeah, in spite of complete resistance
and
a limp-wristed level of support from his own party.
Exactly.
Because he's not one of them.
No.
But he had to run on one ticket, and you know who's waiting in the wings. Jailbait Clinton. Billy is our first caller of the afternoon. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Greg. Hope y'all doing well today.
Pretty good.
We are.
It's Rich Thomas's birthday. How could it not be a good day?
Well, you talking about the guy that was apprehended for the kidnapping of that young girl out of Auburn.
Yeah.
And the grand jury let this cat walk, and he's out on bond. But let me ask you a question. Is there any way possible with your expertise, the people you know, if you can get the name of the judge that signed off on that?
I'd like to find out.
Back out.
I'm sure we can find out.
We need to expose that clown.
We did that with Keith Houts. Let's do a little investigative Googling here.
Expose that clown and let everybody know who he is. And once again, it's a prime example that our judicial system in this country is a joke.
It is
a joke.
Here's the good news, though.
Have a good day, friend.
Thanks. One out of four judges appointed to the federal bench is now a Trump appointee. And we can see what's happening with anytime something comes before an Obama judge, they're going to rewrite the law to assert the left-wing point of view. It's legislative fiat by judges, and that's got to end, too. It's about time they impeached a few of them. They impeached Elsie Hastings. I remember that in Florida, and they were reluctant to do it because he was one of the first black judges. But he was clearly, you know, taking money. So what does he do? He legitimizes himself by running for Congress and winning. And I'm sure he's doing very well now.
You bet. He's got a freezer full of cash somewhere.
Yeah. And like in Virginia, there was somebody that was convicted of a sexual assault crime, just got elected to the legislature there. Virginia's going to be the next crap hole in America.
You know, that's sad, too, because Virginia is absolutely beautiful. And you're so close to D.C., I guess it's just kind of...
Yeah, it's filled with a lot of government workers.
Yeah, it's just kind of seeped over into the other side. My sister lives in Virginia, beautiful area. I just can't believe some of the politics up there.
Hmm. Megyn Kelly releases interview with fired staffer at Center of Epstein cover-up. The person that got that video of the news anchor Robach saying that she had everything on Epstein and the Clintons had left ABC, was working for CBS, and CBS fired him because he released through Project Veritas that interview where Robach was caught on a hot mic saying, we had it all. We had the whole story. And, you know, reporter, I mean, you want to break that story of the decade or whatever it would have been. But ABC didn't want to do that. Powerful people there, and people who have a history of ending up dead when they cross the Clintons. Arkansas, it's everywhere. I also finally saw something that supports my theory of, look, Snopes can make all the excuses. And if you look up Clinton death toll or whatever they call it, they have an excuse for every single one of those deaths that makes it seem legitimate. But I'm here to tell you, nobody knows 56 people who killed themselves. What is it about the Clintons that makes people want to off themselves? That's what we need to find out.
You know, that's a good question. How many psychologists out there have 56 or 53 patients that have killed themselves? If they did, they would be under investigation.
They probably aren't very good at suicide prevention, if that's the case. But the Clintons, they're carriers, man. Everybody wants to, you know, blow their
brains. And now she's laughing about it. You know, somebody interviewed her a week or so ago and asked her.
Yeah, Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
And there's a hilarious cartoon where of him asking her, so why did you murder Jeffrey Epstein? And she goes, ha, 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 gives you that phony. And then the cartoon, the next panel, has a picture of Noah, talk host, commits suicide.
That's what I was waiting
on. Jumps off building or something like that. It's on stiltonsplace.com. I'll look that up and show it to you. Maybe I'll even post it. Although I do want everybody to visit my Facebook page and participate in the Duncan and Son Predictathon, LSU, Alabama. For the first time in the history of that thing, I predicted an Alabama loss.
Did you, Greg?
To give them the benefit of my curse.
I understand. Hey, man, I have to play it that way sometimes.
If I predict a loss, they'll win.
Murphy's Law. I have to play against it sometimes.
But Bob Amhauer was... I talked to him yesterday, and he was... not optimistic.
It's so funny to me. I'm not an Alabama fan, but Alabama fans think less of their team than non-Alabama fans. I think Alabama has a very good chance of winning this. LSU is, although they're a bit gangster and they're known to cheat, I think Alabama has always been a solid team. They don't get frazzled easily. Of course, everybody knows they got a great coach. And LSU coach, you can't understand him, which is hysterical. He's like the Cookie Monster. I just think Alabama's got a better chance than people are giving them. And plus, Trump's going to be there. I think that's just awesome. I love the idea of he's going to come to something like that. And, you know, he got those boos while he's at the World Series. It'll be opposite here. It'll be probably something they can measure on the Richter scale, how loud it'll be. Just celebrating him and coming to see that game. Plus, the whole excitement of the game.
The media, they're just such, you know, it's like, you know, most of the team did go to the White House. And they tried to make a thing out of...
Yeah, they made a fake story out of that.
The World Series MVP not shaking his hand. All they did was edit the video. And for the first time in 2 years, that pitcher put out a tweet saying that's fake news.
That kills me. But
if somebody had not gone to see Obama...
A racist.
And I could tell you, yeah, they would have been that and 100 other things.
That's right.
Oh, it's respect for the office and... Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's two sets of rules, man.
Yeah, there are. And that's part of what's pushing this country into a very explosive territory. Okay. 325, divorce is a tough time. And I use this term in all seriousness, under the best of circumstances. When a couple agrees that life is short, we should go in our separate directions, you still have two people who will immediately be looking out for their own best interests. If there's kids involved, it's super important to make sure, man, you have representation that specializes in looking out for your best interest. And it's not about winning a deal. It's about making sure that you have advocates who know what they're doing, who have experience in the field of child custody and other issues, that will make sure that you have an arrangement that you can live with. In the meantime, you let them do the heavy lifting and you focus on yourself, because under any circumstances, a divorce brings about a lot of change, a lot of stuff that you have to get used to, a new address, a new route to work, all of these things. They may seem insignificant in me describing them, but if you go through it, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. Danny Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson have that experience. The testimonials to their skill are available at divorceformenalabama.com. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. For a consultation, call 819-4810.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Seth Spotlow has joined the group.
Woo!
And if you would like to hear something today, something from our extensive file of funny things, call us at 272-9228. Don't forget to stop by my Facebook page and get your prediction in on the Duncan and Son Predictathon. We got the works, which is a complete service on your vehicle, plus an extra $250 credit towards any other services, tires, whatever your car needs at any of Don Duncan's three locations.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with an American Landmaster go-kart. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and an American Landmaster go-kart is fun and safe. These two-seater go-karts are equipped with a three-point safety harness, protective enclosures, and hydraulic brakes. So with layaway or 0% interest financing or payments as low as $30, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with an American Landmaster go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Riverside Chevrolet on US 231 in Wetumpka for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Teaching kids
News Talk 93.1 FM WACB, 50 years of teaching kids right. Sesame Street's birthday today. I don't want a subscription to your stupid newspaper. I'll go somewhere else. We're trying to find out who was the genius that let out Ibrahim Yazid, the man, I guess, out on a murder charge, right?
Yep.
Why is this so hard to find? This should be, you know, a couple of clicks.
William
Shashi. Because he's got a long... No. That was way, way back.
Oh.
This is in... I'm now down to... He's, guy's got a rap sheet a mile long.
He does.
The guy that...
A lot of breaking in, some kidnapping.
But they let him out on bail.
Yep.
Even with a rap sheet that went way back and above and beyond murder.
A lot of the charges got dismissed. The grand jury did not indict in a number of cases. Then they would release him on time served. And he's got a record in...
How old is this kid?
Kansas City, 29.
Yeah.
Wow, he's been busy.
Well, he must not have served a whole lot of time if he's 29 and out on murder. I mean, do you have to be... What kind of a freaking genius do you have to be to take a look at somebody like that and say, we're really risking the public safety if we release this guy now that he's got a murder charge after all of this other stuff? Why can't we think logically or pragmatically... When you just look at the facts, dismissed, released. A lot of that is just the state's attorneys trying to keep their docket clear because they're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But in this instance, I think they're all culpable.
I agree.
You know, and we need to find out who it is and find out how we get them out.
But I think a lot of this is going to boil down to money. If you talk to many judges and prosecutors, honestly, they're going to tell you, yeah, putting people in jail, I'd love to put them in jail, but we don't have the money to keep putting people in jail. And that's going to be it always boils down to money.
I am going to make an edumacated guess. Don't we have a prison that's sitting empty?
Yes. And if you go by there during the week, there's a bunch of cars in front of it. But if you go by on the weekend, there's not many. I don't know what's going on there.
I'll bet if you ask the people of Alabama, hey, we need to fund this, and if everybody gets hit with a $20, $30, $50 surcharge so we can open this facility and make room so we don't have to release Ibrahim Yazid, on bail for murder, I'll bet people would probably say, yeah, that's worth the money.
Everybody would, but here's your problem. I'd give you $50. Seth would give you $50. Rosie would give you $50. But whoever procures that prison, building that prison, nobody trusts them. Nobody trusts the politician that's behind that. That $50 million prison is going to cost us $200 million to build.
I think I just got the answer to this question from one of our astute listeners.
Excellent. Ooh. Excelente.
Hang on one sec. Well, you have the money to execute him. That's true. But
that's the answer.
Yellow mama.
For crying out. I don't want Apple Podcasts. Cut the crap. Good Lord.
I feel like we keep talking about this. About once a year this happens.
Oh, yeah.
They let somebody out. The guy they let out goes and does something.
Yes, we make the mistake of going back to our lives.
And it's,
where is this?
I don't know when they're letting people out, do they not look at the risk of this person reoffending? Or are they just saying, hey, man, we only got so many beds. We got people we got to keep, you know, so many people are coming in today, so many more people got to go out tomorrow. It's a system.
He was freed on a combined $295,000 bond set by a magistrate, unnamed, when the warrants were initially signed the day after his arrest.
All right, I have a name here. Judge Pamela Higgins.
Okay.
She's the one that let him out on bail, facing a murder charge.
How much was his bail then?
Attempted murder.
$75,000, and I think in that you have to do 10%.
10%. And you can do a property bond. Which well, probably a relative or someone did.
Happy hour. Who's this?
Thank you for sending that, Brianna. Appreciate
Wayne.
All right. Okay. So, how do we find out let's take a look at Judge Pamela Higgins and find out how she became a judge. Is she elected? Is she appointed? And how do we get rid of her?
Well, judges are elected.
Let me just take a quick look here and see how we got somebody with this unfortunate level of judgment. Ballotpedia. District judge in Montgomery County, Alabama, earned a BA from the University of Alabama, blah, 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 blah. She was reelected after running unopposed. Well, maybe we can change that. Reelected in 2012. Can't keep sending people like that back. Let's talk to Wayne. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg. Hey, the court system is more screwed up than you can even imagine. Now, I understand that grand theft isn't quite as bad as murder.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'm subpoenaed to go to a sentencing hearing for a gentleman who was guilty of grand theft.
By the way, this judge is a Democrat. Duh.
Not surprising. This fellow was among a group of folks who broke into my business, stole about $10,000 worth of equipment. So he is being sentenced this day. I am subpoenaed to be there, or not subpoenaed. I am requested to be there. I sat there from 8 o'clock until after 5.
Wow.
They finally called this gentleman, this guy, I'm not going to call him a gentleman, they finally called this guy's name. The attorney stands up and says, he's not here, Your Honor. Couldn't somebody have told me that this morning so I didn't sit here and waste a day where I could have been working?
Did you ask
sitting
that?
In court? And the thing was, he's out roaming the street. He is supposed to come to his own sentencing hearing.
Oh,
would you?
He was busy.
Would you? Yeah. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. Greg, it's completely, oh my God, what is it? I don't know the adjective. He is out walking the street, but he's supposed to stop what he's doing and come to his sentencing hearing.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens a lot, too.
That's crazy. It's completely nuts. So,
it is.
And I don't know how many people know that goes on.
So what happened now? Did they arrest him or anything? Or they just
FTA?
I never heard another word. Not one. I don't know if they went and got him. I don't know if he was sent. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you would think.
But I never heard another word.
Would tell the victim that we're issuing a bench warrant or something, but it's sad that they had you come down there and waste your time like that, but.
And not one piece of equipment was recovered. And I have video of all four of these clowns that were stealing this stuff. Not one piece of equipment was recovered.
Nope.
All right, we appreciate the call and the insights, Wayne. And let's talk to Angel. Hello.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good.
Hey, listen, why don't we just take a page from the Sheriff Alpine? Build us some tents, put some electric fence around them. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't waste a whole lot of money.
You wouldn't get no complaints out of me.
No. Or most people. And he was very popular in Arizona until the Libs got in and demonized him and made him into public enemy number one.
Yeah, but his ideas are still good. Lock them all up.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Let them get cold.
I totally agree.
Cold.
I think...
You don't even need guards if you put enough electricity on the fence.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call. You are correct. I've talked about that. The Sheriff Joe approach, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
I don't think nothing wrong with that. And while they're in prison or jail or whatever, let's let them make big rocks into smaller rocks. I'm sorry, but they're getting three hots and a cot, and obviously life in there ain't too bad. When they get out, they're not, you know, so upset about going back. They're willing to recommit same kind of crimes. You know, they don't need a skill. Let's give them a skill. You can turn big rocks into small rocks here.
Yeah. And we got a whole jail sitting there empty.
Yeah.
Because we have such astute planning in our city, county, and state government. Good work, gang. You should all attend an Eye of Blanchard's
funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To apologize for your ineptitude that got her killed. 342, Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is an amazing company that takes on one of the toughest things any company has to deal with, and that's restoring choices, dealing with people who have recently, through cruel twist of fate, many of them, their clients are wounded heroes returning from overseas with some time of limitation. People who were minding their own business, got T-boned by a drunk driver, wake up in traction in the hospital and face long-term recovery and challenges that go with it. Gulf States goes in, A, when they come home to a house that they can safely navigate, ramps, rails, whatever equipment is necessary, so they can get in out of a bathtub or a shower, for example. If they're still stuck in a wheelchair for part of the recovery period, they do customize motorized equipment. But they make sure that people can get where they need to go with as little inconvenience as possible. They've even been able to help some people get back on the road and take control of their own schedule with digital command technologies and vehicles they equip and sell right there at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. They're the VIM vehicles available on friendly long-term loan arrangements from Gulf States Mobility. 514-6590 is their number. Please look them up and like them on Facebook for the great work they do. James Garrett, Tommy Johnson, a job well done. Traffic, our first look at the roads at 343.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on the Eastern Boulevard headed in the direction of the Atlanta Highway as you cross the I-85 bridge, you'll come up on the Sam's entrance just past that on the left. We've got an accident. It is off on the left side of the road. Slow going by there. We've got a little bit of a backup, not much, but use caution there. We also have heavy traffic on the Eastern Boulevard at Troy Highway on down around past Baptist and Alpha. Also, Taylor Road is very heavy this afternoon. Use caution. I-65 and 85 are rolling good through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Mr.
Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
There's no better time to save on Tempur-Pedic than during Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Save up to $600 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Plus, get $300 in bonus cash. Good toward your choice of sleep accessories. No one has more Tempur-Pedic than Mattress Firm. Don't wait. Take home the most highly recommended bed in America. Feel the comfort of Tempur-Pedic yourself at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/Tempur-Pedic.
This year, the Home Depot can help bring the holidays home. For free, with free delivery on online holiday decor, like artificial Christmas trees, big, small, white lights, or multicolored, 140 varieties, Pick one out and we'll deliver it. Over the river, through the woods, right to your door for free. Free delivery on online holiday decor. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, is now in police custody. Anaya is still missing. She was last seen in Auburn on October 23rd. Her damaged car was found at a Montgomery apartment complex. After searching the car, police believe she is the victim of foul play. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama announces it's loaning the world's first hydrogen fuel cell SUV, the Hyundai Nexo, to the governor and city of Montgomery. They will be testing them out for an evaluation period. The purpose is to determine the feasibility of clean hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. The holiday season is just around the corner and the Salvation Army is in desperate need of bell ringers. This year, the Salvation Army is offering an opportunity for people to get paid for ringing the bell. If you're interested, call the Salvation Army at 265-0281. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 at ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a brand new, very cool air mass in place just in time for the weekend. Tonight, mostly clear, cold. The wind will die down. The overnight low temperature by morning drops to about 36. Patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 61. That's way below normal. Sunshine, upper 30s on Saturday night. Nice day Sunday. I think Sunday's high will be around 69. Chances of some more showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning as an Arctic cold front arrives. And then that'll bring a drastic drop in temperatures after that. Coldest we've seen this season by far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On November 8th, 1836, the world welcomed little baby board game maker Milton Bradley.
Yahtzee!
Welcome to the game of life, kid.
Milton Bradley, a star is born.
Speaking of games, I'm reading an article about Milbrookopoly.
Oh, I'm down.
You haven't seen that yet?
Oh, I'm so down. Oh,
yeah. Article in the Elmore Otauga News. On the phone, Legal Eagle local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
Gregster, how are you? So you're talking about two things that I know a little bit about.
Yes, because you are a criminal defense attorney.
Yeah, no, I don't do criminal defense, but I have been a prosecutor. But I can tell you, it would be a wake-up call if citizens in Montgomery, Alabama would take the time to go down and watch a criminal docket done at the circuit court. It would be an eye-opener for you, all right? The people that get out on bond and bail, it's unbelievable.
What's the main reason that so many of them get the break?
No place to put them. Yep. Not only that, but they're not going to put, hardly anybody's going to go into the jail for a property crime, like a stolen car or anything like that. I personally think people who commit, violent crimes, kidnapping, rape, murder, all that, they definitely should.
Yes.
Could this in part be one reason why police, when they're called out, have sort of a laissez-faire?
Absolutely. Because if
they catch somebody, what are they going to do?
The police are so frustrated at what happens here. I mean, ask any local beat cop what their thoughts are. I mean, half the time they don't end up even going to the court because it's a fait accompli. They know what's going to happen.
Wow.
Right? And the reason that these guys don't show up for their bond revocation hearings or anything like that is because they know there's not enough manpower to go out and chase them down.
Wow.
That is, wait till they get picked up again. Now, let me switch topics for a minute. It's about Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't very often talk about work that I've done, okay? But I am the lawyer who incorporated Jeff's first Senate campaign, all right, back years ago, 20-something years ago. And this is my thoughts on Jeff. I'm glad he's in. I wish he'd have gotten in earlier. I know that the situation with Trump didn't work out well because he wasn't the type of AG that Trump was looking for. And I don't think he did a bad job. I think that he recused himself because he got tricked into it and because of the constraints of the ethics laws and the recusal rules up at the U.S. Attorney's Office.
You're saying is wrong, Chad, but he's got to address that because at social media and I don't see any enthusiasm for him.
This is my thought on this. Okay. I think, personally, we have three good candidates. And I'm not worried about Don Jones winning because he ain't going to win. Tuberville's a good candidate. Bradley Burns a good candidate. You know, he's in Congress, down in Mobile. And Jeff's a good candidate. So the way I look at it is it's going to be a win-win. This state is not going to put Doug Jones back in, right? This guy is just a classic, you know, liberal. Even for Alabama, I mean, he voted against the daggum live birth statute, right?
He does what he's told to do. That's what he does.
Oh, let me give you something else he did. We have a young guy on the district court here who got appointed by President Trump. His name is Andrew Brasher. Fantastic guy. He was the Solicitor General of the state of Alabama.
Mm.
He's now been nominated to go to the 11th Circuit. I mean, he's brilliant. He's like 38 years old, Harvard graduate, Stanford graduate. You know, just a terrific guy. Doug Jones voted against him in his confirmation hearing. Voted against his own Alabamian for no reason.
As he was told to do?
Yep.
That's exactly right. Chuck Schumer has
his hand so far up his ass.
I'll end it with this metaphor. Trump, where the deep state is going to get stuck is Trump is absolutely remaking the federal court system.
Yeah, one out of four judges now.
One out of four judges. 44 Circuit Court of Appeals judges, and by the end of the month, he will have appointed 185 judges,
awesome,
which is 30 judges ahead of Obama after Obama 8 years. 8 years, all right?
He had a lot of golf to play.
If he gets reelected, he'll have appointments to basically half the court. And he's appointing people like Andrew Brasher. This guy's 37. He will be on the Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit for 40 years.
Great.
He's not appointing people my age, 57, 58. He's putting young, bright, really smart people in there. Oh! And anybody who thinks that, you know, Trump is deporting bad judges. His judges are fantastic. They are all Federal Society constitutionalists. You know, they are exactly who he said he would put in. He's done it. Better than Reagan. Better than Reagan.
Yeah.
So anyway, listen, you guys have a great weekend. That's just my two cents for the day, all right?
You too.
Sure. Reagan, of course, had to deal with a Democratic Congress. Mm-hmm. But it was a different kind of Democrat then. Now they're just nuts. Otis, we got about 30 seconds.
Okay, that would work for me, Greg. I was just thinking, why couldn't they just free up some beds? We have a lot of people on death row. Why don't we just go on and get rid of some of those guys?
Put them on the accelerated program.
That's right.
Exactly. Swift and severe
affirmative action death row. Let's go for it.
You remember Texas did it?
All right, Greg. That's all I have for the afternoon, man. Thanks a bunch.
All righty. We're already at 4 o'clock, 272-9228. It's also All Request Friday. Greg, Rosie, Eddie, and Seth. Terry Adams, my buddy, the much beloved, and glory. Prime Minister Playtime, who I must save this week's Inquirer for, because in the National Inquirer, autopsy blockbuster, JFK killed by five-man hit squad. We're going to
learn that from the autopsy.
And by the way, on Thanksgiving Day, we are rerunning our 50th anniversary JFK special, which is one of the best shows.
I love that show.
We have ever done.
That's a great show.
But if your ride has lost its wonder, see Terry and the team at Adams Motorsports for Suzuki's Cool to Ride sales event. And quality that's unsurpassed in the outdoor experience. Great financing or customer cash on the Suzuki you deserve. Take the long cut to your destination on the V-Strom adventure bike or conquer tough terrain on the new King Quad with rugged package. Hit the interstate on the touring-ready Boulevard C902 Cruiser or command the championship-winning JSXR 1000 sport bike. It's your last chance this year to save. So see Terry at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. You can get your application for credit started right now at AdamsMotorsports.com and see them tomorrow.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, if you are coming over the I-85 bridge on the Eastern Boulevard, coming up on the Sam's entrance, just past that entrance on the very left, we still have an officer there with what's left over from an accident. Use caution. We are very busy on the Eastern Boulevard this afternoon. We have a lot of traffic on Taylor Road as well. We're showing a little bit of a backup there. Atlanta Highway, very busy. Outbound from downtown all the way out. It is getting busy everywhere this afternoon.